Hey, I'm Jacob.
And I'm Heather, and this is the AI Papers podcast from Pocket Pod.
Today we're diving into some of the latest groundbreaking research in the field of artificial intelligence. From open source language models like OpenELM that promise more efficient training with fewer resources,
to cutting edge techniques in model optimization and understanding multimedia content with models like Pegasus V1. It's an exciting time to see how these innovations are pushing the boundaries.
Plus, we'll explore new approaches to improving model efficiency, such as SnapKV's method for minimizing key-value cache size in large language models,
and advancements in diffusion models for generating high-quality content across various data types. It's all about making AI faster, smarter, and more accessible.
So let's jump into the content and unpack what these developments mean for the future of AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Pocket Pod, the only place to get podcasts made just for you. Imagine getting a daily news podcast that greets you by name, tells you your weather and an overview of your day, and then stories you actually care about. Head over to pocketpod.app to sign up today.
OpenELM is a new language model that's setting the benchmark for openness and transparency in AI research. It's designed to make large language models more reproducible and trustworthy, addressing critical issues like data bias and potential risks.
Right, Jacob. What stands out with OpenELM is its layer-wise scaling strategy. This isn't just about piling on more parameters. It's about smarter allocation within the transformer model layers, making it more accurate. For instance, with around 1 billion parameters, OpenELM achieves a 2.36% improvement in accuracy over OLMO, but requires half the pre-training tokens.
And they're taking transparency to another level. Typically, researchers might only release model weights and inference code. OpenELM goes further by including everything from training logs to pre-training configurations, and even code for converting models for use on Apple devices.
That's huge for the research community since it opens up avenues for investigation into model biases or efficiency without the barrier of inaccessible data or proprietary methods. Plus, making these resources available on platforms like GitHub and Hugging Face means broader access for both researchers and developers.
Exactly, Heather. It's not just about pushing boundaries in AI accuracy. It's also about fostering an open research ecosystem where advancements are shared freely, leading to more robust and ethical AI development across the board. Today, we're discussing a fascinating development in AI research: the introduction of multi-head mixture of experts, or MHMOE. Essentially, this is an enhancement of the sparse mixtures of experts models. The core idea behind MHMOE is to tackle two main issues: the low activation of experts during optimization and the need for a more nuanced analysis of semantic concepts within tokens.
Right, Jacob. The way MHMOE addresses these issues is by employing a multi-head mechanism. This allows each token to be split into multiple subtokens. These subtokens are then processed by various experts in parallel, which not only increases the activation of more experts, but also allows for a deeper and more granular understanding of the context.
Exactly, Heather. And another key point about MHMOE is its implementation ease and compatibility with existing sparse mixtures of experts models. This means it can be integrated without having to overhaul the current systems, a significant advantage for developers looking to enhance their AI model's performance without substantial costs.
And speaking of performance, the results from experiments across different tasks, like English-focused language modeling, multilingual language modeling, and masked multimodality modeling tasks, show that MHMOE effectively improves context understanding while mitigating issues like overfitting.
Absolutely. And what's exciting here is not just the technical improvement, but also the potential real-world applications. Think about better language translation services or more nuanced AI-driven content analysis. This could really push forward how machines understand and interact with human languages on a deeper level.
It's an incremental yet impactful step forward in making AI systems more efficient and effective at processing complex linguistic data. MHMOE's approach could indeed set new benchmarks for how we design and implement mixture of experts models moving forward.
Pegasus 1 is a new multimodal language model that's catching attention for its specialized approach in understanding and interacting with video content using natural language. This isn't just about recognizing what's in a video, but understanding the sequence of events and how they're related, which is pretty complex. Given videos are more than just static images, they're a series of moments packed with action and context.
Right, Jacob. What stands out is how Pegasus 1 navigates the challenges of spatiotemporal information. That's basically the where and when of things happening in videos. This ability means it can get a grip on video content over various lengths, making sense of both short clips and longer footage. The report details its architecture and how it's trained, which sounds like it's been through some rigorous benchmarks covering conversation in videos, answering questions about unseen videos, and even summarizing video content.
And those benchmarks you mentioned, Heather, are crucial because they show Pegasus 1 isn't just theoretical. It's being put to the test in scenarios like video conversation, which imagine having a dialogue about what's happening in a clip, zero-shot video question answering, where it has to understand and respond to questions about videos it hasn't been specifically trained on, and summarizing videos, which is incredibly useful for quickly understanding long content without watching the whole thing.
The qualitative aspects are quite telling, too. The report doesn't shy away from discussing Pegasus 1's limitations alongside its capabilities. That balanced view is essential for understanding where Pegasus 1 stands now and how far it might go. Considering our ever-growing consumption of video content online, tools like Pegasus 1 could revolutionize how we interact with digital media, making searches more intuitive or even changing how educational content is delivered.
Absolutely, Heather. The implications for real-world applications sound promising, from enhancing accessibility by providing better summaries of long-form educational videos to improving user interfaces by allowing natural language interaction with video platforms. It's an incremental step forward, but one that lays down some important groundwork for future developments in AI-driven video comprehension and interaction. Today, we're unpacking a breakthrough in diffusion models, specifically focused on optimizing sampling schedules, a topic that hasn't received much attention until now. The research introduced a method called Align Your Steps, aiming to enhance the quality and efficiency of generating images, videos, and even 2D data through these models.
Right, Jacob. Diffusion models are at the forefront of creating highly realistic images and other media from scratch. But they've had this Achilles' heel: slow sampling speeds due to the need for multiple sequential computations. Essentially, creating content piece by piece can be time-consuming.
Exactly, Heather. And here's where it gets technical, but interesting. Sampling in diffusion models involves solving a differential equation with a series of noise reductions, or steps. Before this research, finding the best sequence or schedule of these steps was more art than science, based on heuristics or best guesses.
But with Align Your Steps, they've used stochastic calculus, mathematics dealing with predicting paths influenced by random variables, to tailor these schedules to the task at hand, whether that's generating an image or video. They've shown that this tailored approach outperforms the one-size-fits-all heuristic methods previously used.
And the implications are significant. For one, making diffusion models faster and more efficient opens up new possibilities for real-time applications like video editing software or game graphics rendering, areas where waiting for high-quality generation isn't practical.
Plus, it highlights an often overlooked aspect of AI research. The optimization of existing tools can lead to substantial improvements in performance without needing to reinvent the wheel entirely.
Absolutely. By fine-tuning how we step through the noise reduction process in these models, we unlock a level of precision and speed that could make AI-generated content more accessible and versatile than ever before. SnapKV is a breakthrough in the world of large language models, or LLMs, specifically addressing the challenge of memory and time efficiency due to the key value cache expanding with longer input sequences. Essentially, it's a smarter way to manage this cache by focusing on what's truly important in the data it processes.
Right, Jacob. The core idea here is that SnapKV identifies and compresses these key value caches by honing in on clustered key positions deemed important for each attention head within the model. This approach is grounded in an observation that certain patterns of prompt attention features are consistently prioritized during the generation process.
Exactly, Heather. And what stands out about SnapKV is its ability to significantly boost both speed and memory efficiency without sacrificing performance. We're talking about a 3.6 times increase in generation speed and an 8.2 times improvement in memory efficiency for inputs, as long as 16,000 tokens.
And let's not forget its capability to handle up to 380,000 context tokens on just a single A180GB GPU. That's impressive, especially considering it achieves this with only minor accuracy trade-offs even in challenging needle in a haystack tests.
Absolutely. Beyond these technical achievements, the real-world implications of SnapKV are vast. It paves the way for more efficient processing of long text sequences across various applications, from content generation to data analysis, making LLMs even more accessible and practical for everyday use. Den Ursa de l'Industrie en Regreisdaken. And that was the AI Papers podcast for Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. Thanks for listening, and we will see you tomorrow.